Be welcome to another episode of Transurfing World. In this episode, we are going to break down the transurfing principle called unconditional love. Stay tuned. If you don't control reality, reality will control you. Transurfing is an extremely powerful tool for creating your own reality. My name is Dennis, and this is Transurfing World, where you learn transurfing techniques and concepts that can be applied into your own reality. Be welcome. Transurfing principles. Unconditional love. If someone has fallen in love with you, consider it a miracle. Even if the feeling is not mutual, don't cold shoulder it. Treat the love shown to you with high regard and treat it very gently. If you think about it, being loved is a miracle. What if this is the last person who will ever fall in love with you? Treasure your love for another in the same way. Don't let it turn into a dependent relationship. Offering unconditional love, love without demands, is the only way of evoking similar feelings in another. Let go of the desire to receive or commandeer. Give your love just for the sake of it, without expecting anything in return, and then, perhaps, a miracle will happen and you will be loved in return. Welcome back to another episode. My name is Dennis and this is Transurfing World. In this episode, we are going to go over yet another transurfing principle called unconditional love. And as usual, I started off the podcast by reading the principle itself from the book 78 Days of Transurfing by Baden Zealand. Unconditional love. There's one very important thing you have to understand. In this world, in this reality, love is not tied to conditions. There is this concept in transurfing called dependent relationships. When you depend on someone, when you expect someone to do something for you, or you raise expectations towards someone, you are creating excess potential. And I'm pretty sure you can feel it. When you're in love with someone, but it's a toxic relationship, right? You may say you love him, you may say you love her, you love each other, but at the end of the day, when you are not together, you are anxious, right? And you are thinking, you are jealous. You're thinking about the other person and you don't trust him or you don't trust her or you don't trust your surroundings. You think that he might be cheating on me. And you create these expectations, these inner thoughts. And what you're doing here is you're creating excess potential. And this is a very toxic state to be in. I'm pretty sure you felt this. Everyone has felt this. We all been jealous sometimes. In this case, if we talk about couple love, you know, it's important that you understand that the first thing you have to do when you love someone, you have to love yourself first. And you have to love yourself very vividly, with intensity. Because you are amazing. You can do anything in this world. You can accomplish anything. But the first step you have to take is you have to love yourself. You have to believe in yourself. You have to believe that you're worthy, that you can do anything you want because you can. Imagine yourself standing in front of the mirror of the world. If your image is one of love, then the reflection will be the same, love. If your image contains the desire for mutual affection, you can forget about seeing mutual love in the reflection. The mirror will simply reflect your vain attempts to be somebody else's favorite. And this is powerful. You have to understand that you carry huge potential, huge energy. You are powerful. The way you look at yourself, as I just read, if you look at yourself in the mirror and you see someone, you know, that who cannot be loved, or someone you don't feel comfortable with, or if you are not in love with yourself, how do you expect the mirror is going to reflect that image? As I just read, if your image contains a desire for mutual affection, you can forget about seeing mutual love in the reflection. The mirror will simply reflect your vain attempt to be somebody else's favorite. Love is amazing. Like, I truly believe that if you cultivate positive emotions, elevated emotions, you get rid of the negative emotions in your life, you make them, you know, if you eliminate negative emotions from your life, those don't exist in your reality anymore. So be very careful with the emotions you let yourself in. You allow yourself these emotions, these negative emotions to sink in, and then you're done. You have to cultivate positive emotions, especially when it comes to yourself. So in this reality, in your life, in trans surfing, you have to understand that you carry a lot of potential. You carry a lot of energy. But there has to be balance in your life. For example, if you feel like you lack something, or that you're in love with someone, right? But the moment you both part ways, you feel like you're missing something. And you start creating expectations, you start creating images in your mind, you start feeling unloved, you are creating excess potential. And if you turn your awareness inward, right, you can see that this worries create friction in your heart. You can feel it. It's like a void in your heart, right? You're creating friction. Your heart is in dissonance. Your heart and your brain are no longer connected. And you cannot create anything in this state. You cannot manifest anything in this state. And then pendulums, we've talked about pendulums so many times in the podcast, start to try to drag you into their forces, and you are off balance at this moment. So what you should do, the first thing, and I know it sounds as cliche, very, you know, you've heard this from many, many sources, but you have to love yourself. But truly love yourself. Some people say, you know, I love myself. But when they look at the mirror and they see themselves, they start criticizing themselves, making themselves feel bad. You're fat, you're ugly, you're small, you're so petty, you cannot do anything. And that's not love. And loving to yourself is one of the most important things. And factors, love is one of the most elevated emotions in reality. So when I say love yourself, I truly mean it. When you look at yourself in the mirror, encourage yourself. Cheer yourself up. You're amazing. You can do this. You're the best. You're powerful. You're unstoppable. So you have to treat yourself nicely. You are important. So unconditional love, this principle, starts with the love towards yourself. And if someone falls in love with you, if someone, you know, shows love towards yourself, appreciate that. But do not make that a dependent relationship. Don't depend on it. You create friction. You create dissonance between your heart and your mind. And you know by now that connection between heart and mind is an important factor in transurfing. When you connect your heart and your mind, you can work with other intention. So be mindful. The language you speak to yourself. Be careful with every single word you speak to yourself. In your mind, in your mouth, you have to be careful. Don't tell yourself you're ugly, not even as a joke. Your subconscious mind does not understand what's real and what's not real. So if you say, I am stupid, even if it's just a joke, your mind is going to take it for granted, right? And through repetition, your mind is going to believe that you're stupid. Instead, change your vocabulary, change your language. You are a winner. You can accomplish anything you set your mind to. Understand, language is positive, it's powerful, and positive talk is very important. So be mindful. So getting back to unconditional love, when you love someone, right? Let's say you're falling in love with someone and this person looks perfect. She's beautiful. If you're a man, he's handsome. If you are a woman, that's great. Love is great. But the greater the desire to possess something or someone, to be loved back, the greater the effect of balancing forces, which will do anything to spite you. Love, not tied to conditions, is free from possessions. Avoid dependent relationships. Only unconditional love is capable of working the miracle of mutual love. This is powerful. Unconditional love is capable of working the miracle of mutual love. So if you're falling in love with someone, don't create excess potential. Don't make that beautiful relationship that may be become something toxic. When you are together, when your partner, in this example, enjoy the moment. Feel loved. Appreciate the moment. Cherish the moment. But when you are away, don't create expectations. Try to keep your mind busy. And this is important because if you are doing nothing, if you have no goals, if you have no, you know, no intention in your mind, you start making up stuff. You create expectations. And hence, you create excess potential. So try to focus on a goal. And if you are in a relationship, don't create excess potential. Keep your mind busy. Don't fill your brain with negative thinking. As I just read, love, not tied to conditions, is free from possessions. Avoid dependent relationships and generate creative, positive energy. The greater the desire to possess or to be loved back, the greater the effect of balancing forces, which will do anything to spite you. So do be mindful of this. Don't create excess potential. This is a core concept in transurfing. Dependent relationships create excess potential. So don't tie yourself to a person, to someone. It's fine to feel feelings of love. Actually, you have to cherish those feelings because these are positive emotions, but do not create expectations. The more focused you are on your goal, we've talked about goals in past episodes. It's important to have goals, true goals, right? So the less you are going to become dependent of someone. So do be mindful of this concept. Unconditional love is about that. Don't create dependent relationships. Start by loving yourself. You cannot love someone else if you don't love yourself first. So this is a transurfing principle called unconditional love. And thank you so much for listening to Transurfing World. If you enjoyed this episode, subscribe to the podcast, and you would do me a great favor if you can rate the podcast on Spotify or in any other platform you listen to the podcast from. And nothing, thank you so much again. I hope you have a great rest of the day. And if you guys have any question, any transurfing related experience you want to share, don't hesitate to reach out to me. Nothing, I hope you guys the best, and I will see you tomorrow with another episode. Take care and bye bye.